From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. economy is growing a little more than earlier estimates showed, but as NPR's Paul Brown tells us, the rate of growth is still very small.
The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product grew at a 1.3% annual rate in the second quarter. It's a rate economist Hugh Johnson calls anemic, but he says things are moving in the right direction and still more patience is needed on the part of investors and policymakers.
There's a great deal of impatience now, and I don't think anybody realizes how long it takes to sort of eliminate or work off the excesses that were built during the, we'll call it the mania of 2004-2005. It takes a very long time to work through those excesses.
Johnson sees some increase in economic demand and employment over the next 2 years as the real estate market reaches balance and people pay off debts and start to spend again. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Starting next year, Bank of America customers will have to pay a $5 monthly fee to use their debit cards for purchases. That's on top of other monthly fees linked to people's basic accounts. B of A is the latest in a string of institutions charging higher fees to help cover money that banks say they're losing under a new regulation that goes into effect October 1st. Banks are going to be limited in the amount they can charge merchants whenever customers swipe their debit cards. Now, with many Americans unable to borrow money or still looking for work, the housing market is seeing another decline in contracts signed on home sales. Even low interest rates, not seen in decades, aren't making much of a dent. And this week, those rates were down even further. Freddie Mac says 30-year fixed-rate mortgages fell to 4.01% and 15-year loans hit 3.28%. Federal agents have arrested more than three dozen people at a Boeing plant in Philadelphia after a long-term investigation of prescription drug abuse. The Justice Department says several employees at the plant have been charged with illegal distribution of oxycodone and Xanax. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports that Boeing officials flagged the problem for law enforcement.
The top federal prosecutor in Philadelphia says he focused not only on the people selling illegal prescription drugs, but also the employees at the Boeing plant who use them. Because U.S. Attorney Zane Memmiger says those workers played a critical role in making airplanes used by the U.S. military. Authorities had put undercover agents on the case who purchased the drugs or sold others placebo pills, not the real thing. Boeing had no immediate comment on the arrests. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 12 points at 10,999, NASDAQ down 54 at 2438, S&P 500 down 10 points. This is NPR. The State Department says no embassy employees in Syria were hurt today when a mob attacked Ambassador Robert Ford's convoy. Ford, an outspoken critic of Syria's president, was meeting the leading opposition figure of that country when the crowd pelted stones, tomatoes, and eggs at the convoy and tried to raid the building. Spokesman Mark Toner decried the attack.
Intimidation by pro-government mobs is just not civilized behavior. It's an inexcusable assault that reflects intolerance on the part of the regime and its supporters.
Syrian security showed up about an hour after the attack. Kazakhstan's president is preparing to sign a controversial law involving religious freedoms. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, many believe the law will weaken them.
Earlier today, Kazakhstan's upper chamber of parliament voted in favor of the new law proposed by the country's president. It would ban religious ceremonies in all state institutions and require missionaries and religious groups to re-register with the government. Both Muslim and Christian groups in the mostly Muslim Central Asian state have criticized the proposed law, which targets unregistered minority religious groups, including Muslims, not affiliated with the state Muslim oversight body. The government claims the law will tame a wave of what it calls religious extremism. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Several injuries are reported from a blast at a hotel in a commercial section of Pakistan's capital. Local authorities in Islamabad say an initial investigation indicates the explosion was caused by a gas leak. Dow is down more than 30 points at 10,976. This is NPR.